Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. October 16th, can you believe half of the month is over already?
And it's fall. It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite time of year, though, I will have to say autumn is my favorite time of year. And there's really no segue into what I want to talk about. You would have thought that lots of times I do that and then I segue into something that we're going to talk about, but nope, not this time. I'm just going to zoom right in. We have, at Lutheran Senior Services, we have a very exciting speaker series that is starting.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share this with the listeners, thinking that perhaps there would be one of these sessions they would like to attend. So let me tell you the name of the session. It's actually How to Talk About the Hard Stuff, Communicating with Aging Parents. So obviously, we take a look at that. And if we are in the, which I am not, but if you are in the maybe 40 to 60-year-old age bracket, then you know that you're in that age bracket. I'm looking right at you. You're in the age bracket where your aging parents have needs that are changing. And you may be observing some of these changes, and you may want to initiate a conversation about, have you thought about, or what about? Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things. We don't even realize always how communication affects our ability to assist our parents as they age, and what good communication skills, how important they are, or even how to approach the topic.
Sure.
So we actually, at Lutheran Senior Services, decided to schedule 6 different seminars. They start on October 29th, and they go October 29, November 3, November 5, November 17, November 19, November 20th, and they are at various of our Lutheran Senior Services locations. They're 5:30 in the evening, knowing that many of that age group from that 40 to 60-year-old age group may still be working. And so this would be a convenient time. There'd be hors d'oeuvres served, so there would be some food to tide you over until you get home. But the sessions are being led by Sylvia Nissenbaum. And Sylvia is a licensed clinical social worker. And she has background in geriatrics and in working with the aging, and right now has a private practice that focuses on those. And she's also a national speaker and a national coach in these very issues. So this free educational seminar, these presentations are going to focus on 5 different things. And if you don't mind, I'll just read quickly what they are. Why and how communication affects our ability to assist parents as they age. Effective tools and strategies for improving communication. Basic information on topic areas related to caregiving, so financial, legal, other resources that are needed. Red flags that demand action. And taking care of oneself as a caregiver. So if any of those are things that, as you're listening, are things that your ears perk up and say, you know what? I'm really not sure how to start that conversation, or I don't even know where to start, or what are some things I need to know? This would be a great seminar for you to come to. Now, I'm going to, instead of reading each date and the specific location, I'm simply going to give the phone number that you can call for more information. So I'm going to give the phone number a couple of times so that if you're listening, you know that these start October 29th, you know that they're 5:30 in the evening, you'd like to come to one of them. If you call this number, 314-262-8272, 314-262-8272, you can speak with someone to find out where each of these is located, so you can choose the one that's perhaps closest to you. I'll find out a little bit more about them, but they really are intended to help you. So what do you think about that? You're kind of in that age group, aren't you?
Almost.
Oh, almost. Okay. Here I'm looking at you. I put you right in that age group.
Well, no, I had to think about it, and I thought I was, but then I realized, no, I haven't reached that mark yet. I'm
okay.
Almost there.
Close.
Yes.
Close. Okay. Well, so.
But yes, it's an important topic, and actually is quite intriguing. Just the thinking about some of the things that you mentioned there, how to approach those topics with our parents on both sides, mine and my wife's side, how to start talking about those.
In my husband's, in my case, for both of our sets of parents actually died fairly early. And so here we are in the 60 and 70-year-old range without aging parents. But I have brothers and I have not brothers and sisters who have the same thing. Their parents would have died with mine. But I have sisters-in-law, mm-hmm. and I have friends that find themselves at this time of life. And I think part of it is we just simply want to know that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then we want to know how to approach some of those difficult conversations. And maybe difficult is maybe a word that can be nuanced a little bit to uncomfortable situations.
Sure. They're not things we talk about every day.
Exactly.
And when you bring them up, it seems like if you just bring them up out of the blue, it seems awkward, uncomfortable.
What
are you getting
at?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Right. So I want to remind the listeners that these are free educational seminars and they are sponsored by Lutheran Senior Services. The title of the seminar is Communicating with Aging Parents, How to Talk About the Hard Stuff. Several locations. There are six October 29 at Meridian Village in Glen Carbon, November 3rd at Laclede Groves in Webster Groves, November 5th at Richmond Terrace in Richmond Heights, November 17th at Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, November 19th at Brees Park in St. Charles, and November 20th at Hidden Lake in North St. Louis County. So the number that you can RSVP to and learn more is 314-262-8272. Again, these begin at 5:30 in the evening. Hors d'oeuvres will be served to tide you over as you listen. And these would be great. They're brought to you by Lutheran Senior Services and the featured speaker, Sylvia Nissenbaum, who is a licensed clinical social worker.
Well, it sounds like a great service and a way to a service to our community to help us learn about the, you know, how to start those conversations.
Well, and it is, and it is it's just a helpful resource. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to be there to equip you with information. There are so many options available, as you know, Andy. When we talk about Lutheran Senior Services, and most people will think that we're talking only about our continuing care retirement communities, mm-hmm. where we have all the levels of care: independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, short-term rehab, memory care. But we also have that low-income housing. So if your parent is facing finances that don't allow for that type of mm-hmm. living, we've got our low-income affordable housing apartment options. Or many people come and say, well, you know, my mom or dad wants to stay living at home. My goodness, we've got the home health. We've got the medical and non-medical services available. But I don't want you to think that coming to this seminar, that's what you're going to hear about. That is not what you would hear about. Lutheran Senior Services offers all these mm-hmm. options for older adults across the spectrum. But what this seminar is going to be about is about you, the questions you have, and the opportunity to equip you in talking about this with your aging parents. And as my closing devotional thought today, I thought I would transition into that very thing. You and I were chatting before we came on the air about how this sort of seminar really helps us to honor our mother and our father, as the fourth commandment tells us to do. So I thought about that and I thought, well, how might I weave this into a devotional thought? And the Bible verse that came to my mind is the verse from Philippians 4 that says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." So I opened Philippians 4. That's one of my favorite Bible passages. And I'd like to read for the listeners Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Because as I read it in the context of thinking about this very thing, having those difficult conversations with your aging parents, so many of these words really popped out for me. Beginning with verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And some of the words that really jumped out at me, first of all, that whole idea of rejoice in the Lord always, that rejoicing always is a frame of mind. It's a way of life. It's just the way that you approach that day, that situation. The Lord is near. I thought about that, and I thought about some of the Bible verses that really help us see that that's where a source of strength comes from. You know, that word gentleness for some people is synonymous with weakness. I think that it's actually evidence of strength, if indeed you've used the strength that God offers. So, for example, Romans 8:31, where we are told if God is for us, who can ever be against us? Or Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If you think about the Lord is near to you, that's your source of strength for really taking on any of the things that we might be facing. And then finally, the word peace just really came out to me. One of the things we hear about a lot at Lutheran Senior Services is the peace that the families feel. In fact, I just got an email the other day from someone that I work with at one of our printing places, and I had shared some of the options available, and she emailed and said, hey, it's really great. My mom and dad are going to be moving in. And she used that word. She said, it's like a burden has been lifted from all of us. We all feel such a sense of peace. And finally, that thought of everything done really to the glory of God, that even as we work with our aging parents, have those conversations, help them sort through the options and ask the questions and help to find the answers, it really is a way to honor your father and mother and live your life in glory to God.
Very good. Amen.
Blessings to all. And I'm just going to close with that one phone number again.
Sure.
For more information about these free seminars, it is area code 314-262-8272.
Very good. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, Jane. Always great to talk with you. Have a great week. LSSLiving.org.
Absolutely. Blessings to you.